Time for our Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, we're not done with New York yet, are we?
No, we are not. Good morning, boys. One of those unique quirks to the schedule. Well, I think we'll have seven nights in the same hotel in New York. I think the first time we ever did this in the history of our franchise was right after the All-Star break in 2016. We were out in San Francisco and stayed at the famous legendary St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, where we played the Giants and the Oakland A's. And this year we get to do it in New York, playing the Yankees and Mets, starting tomorrow night a three-game series against the Mets. And next year, it's Los Angeles. We play the Dodgers and the Angels. So something new with this modern schedule.
Maybe they're just trying to, you know, conserve flights or something. Just keep us in.
Maybe.
Make it, you know, how efficient can you be? That doesn't answer for all those games we have in early April that are.
Next year?
Starting in March or whatever that is.
March opener in Cleveland, yes. March 26th. That's crazy. 31 of our 81 home games are going to be in March, April, and May. It's about a little less than 40%. We play the schedule we're given, of course. We'll show up for all of them. And just pretty odd that we have to play just shy of 40% of our home schedule in the early part.
Yeah, well, how about those heated seats? You're going to start working on those. As I gave up with that idea last year. You haven't done anything yet about that. That progressive feel. So thank goodness it's a leap year as well, too. We get pushed one day later as we go. So we finished up a split with the New York Yankees. Considering the way we opened against them, I didn't know how the series was going to go.
Yeah, what an explosion. 19 runs. It can happen in that ballpark in a short right field. You just never know when the ball's going to fly out of there. And we're able to, I think most people, you walk in there, those guys are 40 games over 500, and you walk in there and you split a four-game series. You end up taking the season series, four games to three. We're in the midst of this 23-game stretch where we've played Houston and the Angels, Texas, Minnesota, Boston, the Yankees, and then the Mets, and we're 12-8 so far in the 20 out of the 23. I think our boys have met the challenge in this tough stretch of baseball, this three-week-plus stretch of baseball.
Well, you say boys, it's not always the ones we think is the starters. It's anybody who they plug in the lineup seems to be adding to this fun.
Yeah, Mike Freeman yesterday. You know, he's a kid that's a Florida kid, grew up around the Orlando area, went to Clemson, which is one of the top baseball schools in the country collegiately. And, boy, you know, how professional is he that whenever he gets a chance, and he only plays maybe, once a week, twice a week at the most, but he always is doing something impactful, and that's really the true sign of a pro.
So it's an off day for the Tribe, or is it tonight, right?
It's an off day in New York. It's going to be interesting. I know they'll do a lot of sleeping, and then what they do beyond that, I know Hammy was kidding Rosie that he has to go to the beach. Rosie grew up near the Jersey Shore. So he said, he's for old time's sake, he's going to have to try to find his way to the beach probably. But it'll be interesting to see who does sightseeing, who's got their family with them, what the boys do. But I think number one on the list is a lot of sleep.
Bob, do you remember the first time you entered Yankee Stadium and what you remember of that experience?
I do. Back in the 80s, with the team, I actually was at Yankee Stadium as a fan in college, a number of college buddies who lived on the East Coast, came out to visit and went to Yankee Stadium as a fan and just in awe of the size of Yankee Stadium. And then going in there as an employee of the Cleveland Indians and then getting into the locker room and all of those sorts of things and being on the field and looking at it. The one thing that you truly notice in the old place was how close the seats were and how intimidating the fans could be. The newer ballpark, the fans are a little bit further away, even behind the dugout area and that sort of thing. So, I just don't think that this one is as the old Yankee Stadium.
Must be a frog in his car.
That sounds like a bullfrog. That's, oh.
Well, here it is again. Every year when we're on the phone at this date, I'm going to this now, unfortunately, sadly, it's the Tito Francona Memorial Golf Tournament where actually on the off day, Terry is coming in from New York with bench coach Brad Mills and third base coach Mike Sarbaugh to participate. And we always hit the toll booth. This is the third or fourth year in a row that I hit the toll booth right at the time that we are on the air. I leave the house at 6:30, and right here at 7:30 on the...
Yes.
It's hilarious. And I actually had my son drive because I said, if we go to the toll booth and I've got to exchange the money and talk to the boys... why don't you drive this time, and so I don't have to do it. So what you heard in the car was the slow down things in the road.
It's in the road.
Hit the toll booth. Yeah. It's funny. It's like 4 years in a row. It's a perfect timing.
Well, we're good. No, at least you know how your day is going to go. Everything's going on schedule for you on a Monday.
Exactly.
Bob,
exactly.
We appreciate your time. We'll talk again next Monday.
Sounds good. Big weekend at the Tribe, so check it out at Indians.com.